In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is a Sunday of expectations, a Sunday of preparation, a Sunday in which we recount the preparation for the birth of the Son of God through the genealogy of Christ, and also the spiritual preparation, not just through a physical line, but the spiritual preparation of men and women and children of faith before Christ that never did behold the promise. It was in their hearts, but they didn't see it because they were before Christ. But they lived with faith, faith that is necessary in order to obtain anything good. So there's two preparations here. The Lord prepared the world. First of all, there was a physical line from Abraham, actually from Adam, right, of Christ, a physical line of Christ, the tribe of Judah. And then there is the spiritual preparation of the world. 1,000 years before Christ, the world was not ready for him. The world was much too barbaric. The world was even barbaric when he came into the world. But it had been prepared sufficiently so that his message would be heard. And what is this message? St. Paul speaks of faith. By faith, by faith, by faith. What is he describing? I submit to you that if you look closely with eyes of faith upon the genealogy and upon what St. Paul says, you'll see that there is another reality, or shall I say a true reality, a hidden reality in everything we do, in everything we say, in everything we are. Christianity is to know that true reality. Not what passes away, not what is temporary. The world knows as reality things that are actually false. There is an inner reality that God implants in the soul. A Christian lives in the knowledge of this reality, lives according to this reality. Now, those before Christ, they lived according to this reality, and look how they were treated. How does he describe them? Some of them were wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, homeless. They were pursued. They were tortured. They didn't accept deliverance. We have many stories in the Old Testament of these kinds of things that happened. But they were able to endure these things because they lived according to faith, meaning they knew what the true reality was. Now, no man, no woman, no child is going to endure torture unless they have a higher purpose in their life. No person is going to endure being slandered or endure someone trying to harm them or endure any temptation or any sin unless they have a higher purpose, a higher reality that they follow. This is the faith that the scriptures talk about. Faith is to live according to this reality. Faith is not only believing. Faith is practicing. Faith is being consumed by this reality. This world is so false, so fleeting, so temporary, such a liar. So many things are so untrue. And yet we believe them. Why do we believe them? Because we see them, we feel them, we touch them. They give us pleasure. And for us, pleasure sometimes is the ultimate factor which determines if something's real to us or not. Those who are truly Christian are not motivated by whether or not something entertains or gives pleasure or tickles the ego or makes us comfortable. or feel secure or anything else. They're motivated by the inner knowledge of God within us, that God implants within us, and we follow. Now, the only way to understand such fantastic things as happened, such as the incarnation of God, becoming a man, the only way to even come close to understanding this is to live according to faith. Faith is to pursue the reality that God has implanted in us. It's not always easy to see because of our sins and because of the sins of others, where people are saying and doing things that are far away from what the gospel teaches. And we get caught up in those things. To live by faith is to listen to God speaking to you. He speaks in a way that is often counterintuitive to us. Christ did this many, many times when he preached to his disciples. If someone smites you on the cheek, turn the other cheek also. Someone tells you to go with him 1 mile, go with him 2. Love your enemies. Pray for them that abuse you. These are all things that are not natural to us, because we listen and we've been brought up to believe in a false reality, that when someone harms us, we should seek redress. That when someone slanders us, how dare they say such things to us, since we are important people. And on down the line, all sins are committed because of not understanding reality. If a person really understands about reality, they wouldn't sin. We even have stories in the lives of the saints. One monk was very, very lazy. He died. And they were about to bury him. And then suddenly he revived. And all he wanted to do was go and be shut up in a cell. And all he could say is, save yourselves. And for, I don't know, however long it was, 10 years or 12 years, all he could do was pray and nothing else. And when someone asked him, says, you just save yourself. When someone had seen about the truth, you never sin. Now, that was a little extreme. It probably won't happen to any of us. If we want to really understand the nativity of Christ, then we have to look at it with eyes of faith. Not just trying to understand how can it be that God would become man. That's beyond our comprehension. The eyes of faith that we must look at with is listening inside our heart to God speaking to us about what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is holy, what brings peace and what brings discord in the soul. It's all there. It's all there. Christ gives us the ability to live according to this reality. That is what his incarnation did. He made us capable of answering this call inside. But this call is not high in volume. We must listen to it as Elias listened when he was in the cave, right? He listened. He was very still, was very quiet. And then he heard God in a still, small voice. That's how God speaks to us. If we allow ourselves to be caught up in the false reality, in the glitz and glamour of the world, in the pleasures of the world, then we won't hear the voice of God. And we won't have any idea what he is speaking of all of these people, that they did things by faith. It will be incomprehensible to us. We should live by faith. By faith is to listen to God and to live according to what he teaches. It's not something that you hear from being read to from the Bible. It's not something that you hear in the services. All these things describe it. But the actual epiphany, the revelation of God in the heart, can only come when a person struggles to live according to what God is teaching. Now, if that sounds like circular reasoning, yes, it is. If we make small efforts according to our meager abilities to do works of righteousness, to live according to what our soul tells us, we don't need to be told by the priest. We don't need to be told by our canons. In the heart, it tells us how to live. Now, the canons and other things are there because of our weakness and to remind us, but the message is already there in the heart. And when we make our small efforts to live according to God, then God gives us better abilities. He gives us peace in our soul. And it's a progressive thing that eventually we'll understand all mysteries. Right now we don't, because we listen to a false reality. So I submit to you that this genealogy and this description of faith is describing truth. If you look at the genealogy, it's a rogue's gallery. Amazing, some of the people that are in this genealogy. There is prostitution in this genealogy. There is incest in this genealogy. Murder in this genealogy. Adultery. Doesn't appear from a worldly perspective that Christ has a very good pedigree. But he chose this pedigree to show us that he can make all things new, that he can solve any problem, he can forgive any sin. May God help us to live according to faith, to listen to the call of God in our hearts, so that when we behold Christ, whether as a child, on nativity, or any other time, we would truly see him as he really is and live according to our destiny. May God help us in all things. Amen.